the spiritual, the paranormal, angels,
demons,
off-worlders,
UFOs,
conspiracies,
weird weather, seen and the unseen. It's Sight Unseen with your host, psychic and medium, Danielle Agnew.
Hey, you guys, happy Wednesday. How are you? It is so wonderful to be here with you. I wish you could all be where I am today. It is the most unbelievably gorgeous day, spring day here in the Big Sky town of Billings, Montana. It is beautiful. This is why they call it Big Sky Country. This beautiful evening light, kind of a bluey golden color illuminating everything. It is so gorgeous, you guys. And I am actually extremely happy to be here tonight because I'm extremely happy, which actually leads me right into my topic, which is the power of gratitude. And I have been noticing so many positive things go on for so many people this week that I wanted to bring forward the power. You know, you've heard the power of positive thinking and all that good stuff, but what about the power of gratitude? That's about being grateful for what you have, even if it's not what you want right now, or even if you want more or wish you had more. And what I think is unbelievably interesting here is that when we're dealing with the power of gratitude, we're dealing with spiritual physics at their best. And spiritual physics at their best oftentimes dictate like attracts like in the spiritual universe. And that's absolutely true. Light is the most powerful energy signature that there is in the entire cosmos. And, you know, people can say, well, but dark has a purpose. Of course, dark has a purpose. I'm not bagging on dark. I'm simply saying light is the most powerful source in the universe, period. If you walk into a dark room and you turn the light on, where does the darkness go? Goodbye. So light trumps everything. And it's beautiful how, if we think about gratitude, it's beautiful how we are allowed the opportunity to be thankful. And just in that, the spiritual physics of that being thankful, miracles are created. And this is really important, you guys, because we don't understand sometimes that what we're doing is raining on our own parades, quite frankly, when we don't have gratitude for what we already have. Now, I can hear some of you listening out there, you know, and even I can see in the future some of you listening to this podcast, as a matter of fact, and going, gratitude? How can I be grateful? My husband left me. My kids think I'm a rotten mom. You know, I don't have any money left. I've struggled with a deadly illness for 6 years in a row, and I'm just over it. Guys, gratitude is a key, literally, that unlocks the consciousness to be able to connect the self with so many unbelievable gifts and talents that you have that are not possible if you do not get the gratitude online. And that is really the case here. If we are not focused on gratitude, then we get sucked into a lot of negative thinking, a lot of what I call shoulda, coulda, woulda thinking, and that's looking in the rearview mirror in your past. Ah, I shoulda, coulda, woulda done this. I shoulda, coulda, woulda done that. Well, whoopee-doo. Okay, learn from the past, but keep moving. You don't drive while looking in the rearview mirror. I hope you don't drive while looking in the rearview mirror. That's really scary. You know, you want to make sure that you're actually going forward on your life path. And you want to make sure that you are enacting gratitude along the way, because it is in enacting this gratitude that, again, you open a lot of your spiritual gifts and talents up that you normally wouldn't have. And so what I'd like to talk about here is focusing on this gratitude and focusing on your ability to actually get out there and employ it. So I want you to look around your life right now. Look around the room where you're sitting and listening to this, okay? I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to actually be grateful for something in your immediate life right now. So just think about that for a second. Look around the room, look at your life, and I want you to really, truly be grateful. And I want you to feel it all the way down to your tailbone. Gratitude. I'm grateful that I have a roof over my head. I'm grateful I was able to make my rent this month. I'm grateful that, God dang it, I'm grateful that the springs in my couch haven't come up the top yet and it's still usable. I am grateful that my friends answer me when I text. I'm grateful I can see. I'm grateful I can hear. Okay, so I may not be at my optimum weight, but I'm grateful that my body moves me from one place to the other place. If you're listening in the United States, I'm grateful that I live in a country where I have so many choices of food to just decide to pick up at the grocery store. And yeah, of course, budget's something, but you know, those choices are there. I'm grateful that I'm able to experience love. I'm grateful that I am able to experience beauty. I'm grateful that I still have a job. I'm grateful I finally got the job I've always wanted. You guys, there's always going to be things in our life that aren't perfect, okay? Life isn't perfect, and it's not about, I'm just going to do this until it gets perfect. Honestly, that's not what this is about. You know, being in gratitude is about appreciating the now. Being in gratitude is about appreciating the now. And if we are incapable of appreciating the now, then we don't get to build our future, you guys. We just don't. You know, I am so blessed to talk to so many beautiful, wonderful clients. And of course, most people want to talk about their future. And that's cool. We'll talk about your future all day long. I am a psychic. I can help you with that. However, that being said, you know, one of the most powerful things that you can ever do is illuminate your present with so much love and gratitude that there isn't time for any negative thinking. Now, I know that sounds really, really optimistic and Mary Poppins-like, but it's true. If you can push out negative thoughts and the worries of the day, which now this is hard, you guys, and I always say this is a Yoda mind discipline, okay? This is a Jedi Knight discipline to put the worries on the back burner and step forward. If you're able or willing to do that, then you are going to completely swing around every single energy signature that comes to you. Like attracts like in the spiritual universe. So how do we do that? How do you actually push aside worry? Well, you begin to be grateful for what you have. Think about it. Worry is an engagement of the future, you guys. It's an engagement of the future. You're engaging the future and freaking out about something that hasn't happened yet. That is called worry. So if you're not engaging the future and you're engaging the now, what's going to happen is that you're not going to usher in your worst fears. Gratitude is all about sculpting that which you are thankful and living in that moment, okay? I mean, there's 1,000,010 things I could line up in my life and say, oh, I wish I had more this. I wish I had more that. I wish, I wish, I wish. I mean, what am I, 7 years old and I'm wishing for Santa Claus? What is that about? I'm wishing, wishing, wishing. Jeanette in our chat room says, gratitude is the energetic signature which draws more for which to be grateful, period. Amen, Jeanette. I am giving you a high five over the airwaves. And you guys can always, of course, join me in our chat room live every time I'm on the air at mtradio.net/chat. Come join us in here. I love talking with you guys. Also, if you want to share your story of gratitude with me on the air, I would love to hear it. That is calling our studio line live at area code 406-545-4496 option one. Again, that's 406-545-4496 option one. Call in with your stories of gratitude, or maybe I can talk to your angels and we can figure out how to unlock the gratitude that you have within yourself. Because honestly, you do have tons of gratitude in you. Got a big woohoo from Jeanette in the chat room. That's awesome. You know, we do have so much gratitude that really governs our life. Now, when I say that, what does that mean? We have gratitude that governs our life. Well, if I was never thankful for anything, I'm going to be one of those sad sack mopey peanuts characters like weird old Marcy who hung out with Peppermint Patty. Marcy wasn't negative. She was just kind of a weird nothing person. Yes, sir. No, sir. Okay, sir. I mean, Marcy didn't offer a whole lot. You know, Lucy in the Peanuts character cartoons really lacked a lot of gratitude. And she was blaming a whole lot of people for why her life wasn't going exactly the way that it was going. Snoopy was an exercise in gratitude and living in the moment. You know, Charlie Brown could be a little dour. He was the worrier. Charlie Brown encompassed the worry of humanity. I love to reference Peanuts because, quite frankly, that comic strip was the id of humanity. It was all sides of the id of humanity. So if we're talking about gratitude being a modality for our life, what we're talking about is coming out of the need to be negative. And notice I said need to be negative. Okay, for some people, it's a need. What I find interesting is that for some, the need to complain, the need to be cranky is a habit. It's a habit. The need to just come in and, you know, groan and moan about your day and you're this and you're that. Look, we all have venting sessions. That's why we go have martinis with friends, okay? Or go have beers with the guys or whatever it is. The bottom line is there is a difference between being in gratitude and being in negativity. And one of the first things that people who are addicted to the negative energy signature, and I'll get to why that's a problem in a minute. One of the biggest things that people who are addicts of the negative energy signature have a hard time with is the idea that they are choosing to be negative. Oh my God. Have you ever really talked to a crispy critter and said, geez, man, you know, how come you're always such a Debbie Downer? You know, life does have some positive aspects to it. Even though things can be hard, life is a beautiful thing, even though it's challenging. Boy, that Debbie Downer person or that Donnie Downer is going to attack you.
We don't know what I've had to do with my life, and my life sucks, and
I mean, and they get that tone of voice that sounds like they're going number two, you know, in the toilet. I'm like, oh, push it out, baby. Push out that negative, you know, deuce you got going on there. Let's go. Because, I mean, I have such a hard time with that tone with people. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be gross, but honestly, my life is terrible. And I'm like, dude, you're gonna pop a roid there being negative. Come on. Come on now. Let's get some roughage of gratitude going here and push that sucker out so you're not popping a, you know, stroking out here, popping a vein in your forehead. When we are addicted to negativity, we have a big problem with hearing that there is another way of being. If you find yourself getting really angry with people because they're trying to cheer you up, ooh, it's time to do some self-check. Time to do some self-checking. You have turned into a crispy critter. All right. You got to check in on that. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I'm going through. Blah, 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 blah. You guys, if you are addicted to the negativity, past someone attempting to bring you some positive messages, then the problem is you not choosing gratitude. I know, it sucks. It sucks when we're the problem, right? It's much easier if somebody else is the problem. I'm not saying you can't have an issue if you've got somebody doing a cartwheel and riding a pony and offering you a popsicle when you're right in the middle of a dreadful life crisis. I'm simply saying, you know, timing is everything, people. So if you're reaching out to somebody in crisis, please don't be so saccharine. It makes them want to poke their own eyeballs out. All right, please have some decorum with this. However, if we are not in gratitude when someone comes to us to try to cheer us up, we are making a choice to be addicted to that negative energy signature because it's the devil we know. The devil we know is always far more fun than the devil we don't know, okay? And I have known people who are brilliant artists. Artists are the worst. We are the worst for moping in our own stuff and the world doesn't like my music or the world doesn't like my paintings or, oh my God. You know, I'm an artist in many, many, many areas across my life. And you know what I learned at a really early age? Suck it up, buttercup. At least you're in a country where you can do your art and you're not being chased down by a militant army that's upset with your message. Okay, so just bring it forward, make the best out of it, and have some gratitude. How about this one?
I'm never going to be successful, and all I've done is try, and nothing's happening. And
you know, you guys, I'm not saying we can't be disappointed when things are hard, all right? I'm talking about the habitual negative on the toilet potty moan, okay? The whole, I don't know what's happening. That's got to stop. I understand processing some information. That's in the moment, you know, work it out. But to be in gratitude means that you can follow up this negative self-chatter with, you know what? I may not have the job that I've wanted to have, and I may still be chasing some bills, and my ex may still be crazy, and whatever. My children may still be climbing the walls, and my grocery bill may still be over budget. You know what, though? Man, in this 5-minute time frame, I have the most gorgeous sunset to look at right now. That is amazing. I am so grateful to be able to have this moment to look at that. And if we start training ourselves away from the negative, then what we start seeing is that there is so much in our life that is beautiful that we don't really have time to sit there and make the poopy potty sounds of life. No, we have moved on. We've moved on. And here's what's scary about moving on. Again, the devil we know is better than the devil we don't know. That means we would rather enact negative, weird behavior than actually lead out trying to do something that would be different and challenging and positive. One of the reasons we don't like to be positive is because we're afraid we'll get let down.
Last time I was hopeful, you know, I got my feelings hurt and I lost my dog and my Bible got run over and my house blew up. I mean, that's what happened last time I was positive.
It's unbelievable the litany of really fascinating woes people will associate with being positive.
Last time I got my hopes up, it was hope that made me feel so bad because I got my hopes up and now it's been a big disappointment ever since then.
You guys, you got to get your hopes up. Hope did not bring you the disappointment. The situation not working out brought the disappointment. And if you're going to stay in a trench of discontent, and you're going to stay in a trench that is lacking gratitude or lacking enthusiasm for the future, then how in the dickens are you supposed to change anything? I say this all the time. To change your life, you have to do something you've never, ever, ever, ever done before. If you're somebody that struggles with gratitude and there is a bitterness in the spirit or a bitterness in the self somewhere that just wants to stay angry, do you know what that is? That anger is sadness. You're not mad, you're sad. You're sad that you got your feelers hurt when you were a teenager and your parents didn't acknowledge you, or you're sad when the person you married didn't necessarily meet your affections and your trust level where you're at, and you've ended up being brokenhearted over it. Bitterness. Bitterness is what happens when we hang on to sadness so long that it rots and it gets bitter. Now, I'm not saying that you can't be upset, gang. You know, always process your feelings. Process them out loud. Process them on paper. Write it down on a piece of paper and burn it if you need to. Send it to God. Talk it out with the best friend. Yet being able to enact gratitude eradicates bitterness. And I'll tell you what cannot be in the same place at the same time. Gratitude and bitterness. You guys, I haven't had the easiest life in the whole wide world. I've had some really great blessed stretches of my life that have been amazing. And I've had other periods of my life that were an unbelievable challenge, just like everybody else. And I chose gratitude. And there were times in my youth, in my 20s, where I would sad sack around for just a little while, but I'd pull my head out of my keister and I'd keep going. And there's nothing special about me. I just figured out that, wow, if I'm not grateful for what I've got, then why in the heck would the universe ever bring me anything else? Jeanette in the chat room says, there was a time when I was walking through some poopy stuff, love it, Jeanette, and couldn't see or feel my way past it. My technique was to take a hot shower and feel the enormous gratitude for hot water. Oh, that's a good one, Jeanette. I've done that too. I've stood in that shower. And my shower, by the way, I live in this beautiful old early 1920s house. And I have this beautiful window that's actually in my shower. And so I will stand in that hot shower and I will feel that sun come through. It's just amazing. And she goes on to say, once I could feel that, I could open up to other bits for which to be grateful. And then it could come. One little piece opens the door. That's absolutely true, Jeanette, in the chat room. One little piece does open the door. And if we are struggling with bitterness, if we are struggling with fear, if we're struggling with not knowing how to get our head around how to change our behaviors, or as Jeanette pointed out, something to be grateful for. If all we can find is the negativity, you guys, that's a habit. I'm sorry to be the one to have to tell you this, but it's true. That is your habit. If this is you and this is resonating with you today, love, I'm sorry. This means that you have a habit of negativity. And any habit is breakable. And I'm telling you, actually, the negativity habit is broken far faster than an eating habit that's creepy, a smoking habit that's dysfunctional. I mean, you can actually break the habit of negativity much faster than it takes to develop it. It takes time to get bitter. You don't get bitter overnight. Bitterness happens when disappointment after disappointment and hopes after hopes have appeared to be dashed. And I'm not saying there's not going to be disappointments, you guys. And obviously feel those disappointments and process them. However, our life is not a culmination of every bad thing that's ever happened. And that was kind of a positive, popular modality for a while with people, was to be the struggling artist or to be the person who's just so tortured they just can't see straight. That's very 1978 to about 1986, quite frankly. We've kind of moved on in the times. So if you're the person who just wants to stay tortured and just really analyze the self and your torturedness, I have a lot of empathy for you. Because A, not only are you living in the wrong decade, but B, you're really missing out on the greatest power that you have. You have a superpower called gratitude. And it doesn't mean you have to be thankful for the yucky stuff. It just means find something to be thankful about. Today, I am so thankful that I am on this radio station. I am so thankful to Sean and the gang who run this station. I am so thankful to this beautiful day outside that's casting the most unbelievable light in the mtradio.net studios here. I have gratitude for my wife. I have gratitude for my daughter and my family. You know, even though I've got this nose cold, I am really grateful that I happen to have a nose to have a cold in. You know what? I'll take it. I have seen some people online lately, and bless their hearts, accidents and nose cancers and all kinds of horrible things that have taken out half their face. So, you know, I have a lot to be grateful for. Do I have things I want to work on in my life? Well, sure I do. Sure I do. You know, I work out, not because I think I'm going to be some supermodel, but because it makes my body feel good. And some days I miss those workouts. And I'm grateful for the time that I can actually get in there and spend half an hour just being zen and going through an energy exercise, which is physical movement for the body. I mean, I'm really grateful for that. You know, one of the things that I'm asked a lot by clients and when I put on forums by forum attendees is, Danielle, how do you keep such a good attitude? And what's interesting about that is that that is my habit. My habit is positivity. And here's what's kind of cool about this. It's not to say I can't get crispy because, oh, good heavens, I'm Italian and I can go there. I can get there. I just do my best to not have to go there. And sometimes it's necessary, you guys. Sometimes we do need to bring a little heavy to the screenplay in our life. We need some boundaries set or whatnot. It's not about having a negative energy signature in your life. It's about being grateful for that which you have. One of my dear friends from California was really struggling and was struggling for such a long time that she decided that she was going to move back east and restart her life over there. And I kept seeing this unbelievable life path if she would decide to come out of the struggle that she was experiencing in her life at that time on the West Coast. And she's going to have an amazing time when she really gets out there and gets settled on the East Coast. So if you're finding yourself beating your head against a wall all the time also, you're likely not exactly on the right path. So start to evaluate your life where the gratitude sits. And start to think, okay, what's going right here? It's really easy to get into the negatives, you guys. It's really easy, especially on the 1st and the 15th of the month when all the bills are due, all right? The money trips people up more than anything I have ever seen in my life. It is unbelievable. And we forget that money is an energy and it is on the other end of us. So if I am feeling gratitude for something, then that draws positivity to me. And that positivity could be new money opportunities. It could be an extra chunk of change I wasn't expecting. It could just simply be a different way that I'm evaluating my current money structure. I mean, I think we forget that we do have a lot to be grateful for. And again, I'm speaking from the perspective of someone who lives in the United States. I live in Montana. There's 900,000 people roughly in this whole state. It's the fourth largest state in the union. And so we've got a lot of land compared to people. So we don't really have too many people in our space to make us crispy and cranky. Yet I do see that there are some folks out here who still manage. And what's so striking to me is that my perspective is going to be very different, my idea of gratitude, than, say, some of my Facebook friends who are around the world. And they struggle in countries that are constantly at war. I have a Facebook friend who is over in one of the African countries. And she can barely get to the internet when she can get there. And her life is literally dodging bullets. That's her life. And I won't get into it because it's so sad and wretched what has physically happened to her and emotionally happened to her in her life and her sisters, and most of them are dead and died in unbelievably heinous ways for those of us with first world problems. Like, I just don't really know what to cook for dinner tonight. I'm really sick of chicken. Or you could be like, wow, that's a lot better than being raped to death. Okay, well, chicken's really pretty good, you know? So when obviously all experiences are relative. So as you go through this next rest of your week, because we're Wednesday hump day, baby, sliding into the weekend feet first. Woo! As we go into it, just like Jeanette in the chat room said, find the one thing, even if it's being in the shower with the hot water, even if it's a yummy meal in the day, even if it's that first cup of coffee in the morning. You know how that first cup of coffee just feels like your friend? You're like, hi, cup of coffee. And it eases you into the day. Find that one thing you are grateful for and begin to focus on all the things that you're actually truly grateful for throughout the day. That's your homework. From now until Friday, next 2 days, you are going to go through your day finding everything that's beautiful, and you're going to notice something at the end of the day. You're going to be more energized. Your day is going to go faster, and you're going to feel like, what the hell just happened? What happened? Stick around, guys. We're going to be talking about life path, how you can tell if yours is the right one for you or if maybe you might be on somebody else's. I'm Danielle Agnew on mtradio.net. Don't go anywhere. Sight Unseen, we'll be right back.
There's a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years,
and it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on.
Evil is the opposite of light and of God. And I think that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
Hey there, it's Rebecca from Fit Body Bootcamp Billings. We've got a new way of working out that can burn more fat and make your body more athletic in less time. I'm talking about the Fit Body Bootcamp fat-burning workouts that will do the job of a one-hour traditional workout in only 30 minutes. Our secret sauce is how we create the afterburn effect with combined resistance training and cardio to make sure you burn more fat after each session. Try our 21-day Fat Loss Inferno program to see for yourself. You'll get our exclusive program with our Fit Body Jumpstart Nutrition Plan. Call 850-8459 to reserve your spot. New members only, please.
Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook. Hey, psychic and medium Danielle Agnew here. It's that time of year. We're ramping into the holidays, and with that comes the holiday stress. Sleepless nights because your brain won't shut down. My meditation CD, Creation Whispers, is a massage for the mind. I've composed a musical canvas that specifically inspires theta waves in the brain, which triggers the deep relaxation that's necessary to fall asleep. Download my album, Creation Whispers, from iTunes today and get the rest your body is craving. Also available on CD at Barjans in downtown Billings.
Fit Body Bootcamp, Billings, mind, body, life, actual clients tell their stories.
My biggest success, going from a size 34 to a size 30 for my pants and losing 25 pounds.
I went from 25% body fat down to 15% body fat.
I have lost 45 pounds.
Fit Body Bootcamp Billings, 601 24th Street West in Westgate Village. Be the change you want to see. At Soul Sync Body Work in downtown Billings, we're here to unlock your deepest relaxation potential with a combination treatment. Two practitioners at once for the price of one. Licensed massage therapist and Celtic tonal healer Marsha Reichert bathes you in the energy of hot stone massage and vocal tones, while holistic reflexologist Craig Harris relieves the tension in your day with a relaxing foot rub. Call Soul Sync Body Work for your appointment today at 281-0135 or visit soulsyncbodywork.com. And now, back to Sight Unseen.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Sight Unseen. I am your host, psychic medium Danielle Agnew, here on mtradio.net, an amazing resource for radio and messaging, nestled right here in the Big Sky Country, broadcasting out to the entire world. And excuse me, that's how you know it's live right there. It's so wonderful to have you guys on this Wednesday. And today was an unbelievably busy day. Wow. I mean, it was more busy than normal. It was one of those beautiful, I have a lot of gratitude for how busy today got. It kind of caught me off guard, but it's all good busy. So that was really outstanding. So my apologies for not getting my usual shout out on Facebook like I normally do, and my usual Twitter shout out. That kind of surprised me. Today's pace surprised me. I know I'm a psychic, right? What a crappy psychic. I didn't even know today was going to get that busy. Well, wow. It's harder to read for yourself, people. That's all I can tell you. You know, and actually, make sure you stay tuned after me, because one of my very, very dearest friends, one of my bestest pals, Marsha Reichert, is here with her brand new show, Channeling Divine. It is a call-in show. It gives you the opportunity to call in and ask her any questions you want. She does a lot of remote healing on the air, so make sure to stick around. That's coming up in less than half an hour. Right now on Sight Unseen, guys, we're going to talk about life path, and how do you know if you are not on yours? I get this question all the time. How do you know if you are not on your own life path? Now, this can be a little dicey, because sometimes we're actually on the life path we're supposed to be on. We are simply experiencing great difficulty because we're supposed to be learning through that life path. So here's typically, I'm going to give you a couple of signs of when your learning curve on that path of going forward is over, and perhaps your path is trying to take you somewhere else, okay? Because I've heard people, you know, if you're trying to do something and it's just not super easy, people will say, well, I'm just not on the right path. Okay, well, I want to akin this to hiking. Now I'm a Montanan, and sometimes when you're hiking through the woods, it's hard. It's hard. Unless the Forest Service has gone in before you and raised a trail, it's hard. Okay, you're going to have all kinds of rocks and bugs and weird stumpy things. And if you're hiking up here in the Beartooths, the Rocky Beartooths, you're going to step on little bitty cactuses and it's going to hurt. That doesn't mean you're necessarily on the wrong path. What that means is you're in a challenging portion of your walk. When we're on a life path journey and the tide just completely goes out around us, there's no more energy coming at us for opportunities. The people in our life have just kind of faded away. We're still doing exactly what we're doing, but the room has cleared energetically. That's when you can kind of take a look and say, oh my goodness, you know what? I think that we're maybe not supposed to be on this path anymore. And if you look in the rearview mirror, in that case, while you're not driving, because you know how I feel about that, you can realize that, oh my God, there were a lot. There were quite a few opportunities for me to make changes before I got to this point where I'm the only one left in the room, yet I didn't take them. Now, if you're on a path right now and it's hard and you're pushing through it, chances are you're actually supposed to be on that path. Because if you're learning huge life lessons, and even if those life lessons are a little challenging and really forcing some heavy lifting emotionally from you, chances are you're right where you need to be working those life lessons out. And this is always fun. This is probably something you ordered, in fact, not to say that if you're being abused, you ordered up that unkindness, but to say that if you are heavy lifting, you probably ordered that life lesson for your soul so that you can go to the next life and get that sucker scratched off your list. Okay. So don't be afraid to apply a little hard work to your life when things start to get sticky. And I'm going to pick on my own metaphysical peeps for just a second here, because I'm one of you guys, so I'm going to pick on all of us. Sometimes in the metaphysical realm, there is this, what I call namaste mentality. And it kind of makes me weird because I'm a Montanan. And the namaste mentality is, well, I've tried to do this once, sort of, and it didn't work out. So spirit's telling me that this isn't where I'm supposed to be. That is a cotton-coated cop-out, okay? Now, spirit's trying to get you to hustle up. And maybe there was a challenge, or maybe the one phone call that you made to the one person on the one day they happened to be going to the bathroom at the office or whatever that you were trying to reach out to, that one phone call didn't get answered. And if you were saying to yourself, well, no, that's just universe. Universe doesn't want me to go there. Come on, you guys. Good Lord. Really? When have we become in a society such a lay down and die group? I have no idea. Things take effort, you guys. Things take effort. Let me give you an example. It has taken me a long time to get my poo in a group. Boy, today's theme is poo on this show. I don't know where my, maybe I need to use the restroom. Who knows? But anyway, honestly, I finally got my poo in a group and now am recording my live forums. Audio recordings. So all of you who have been asking for these can actually go online and order these and get them downloaded to you. And, you know, you can have them and burn them to a CD or have the MP3 or whatever you want to do. Well, last night I decided I was going to actually get online, and I'm actually quite proficient when it comes to techie stuff with my other job being music. And I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to get online and find a service and upload this so people can download it. Well, it turns out if you're actually uploading anything that's not just a song, this gets very expensive. So I'm kind of trying to find something that, you know, they think you're IBM if you're uploading forums, and so they're going to charge you like IBM. And I finally find a decent service, whatever, and I'm going through the motions on it. 4 hours later, and Sean's giving me the, yeah, I know that feeling where you start on the computer and 4 hours later into a tech project, there you are. The wind is howling last night at about 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning here in Billings. And just, I mean, it was rattling the house. And there I'm sitting at, it's a grudge match between me and I joined 4 different services and quit 4 services last night once I got in and found out what they actually did, which they did not advertise, coincidentally. And, you know, I was joking with myself as I'm sitting in my dead quiet house. And I think to myself, oh my God. Maybe I'm just not meant to do this. Now, I know damn well I'm meant to do this, but it was just like that. Oh, my God. So I thought, you know what? No, I'm going to open up Photoshop. I'm going to make the best dang logo for this series of talks ever. And dang it, I did find a particular service, but I don't know that I'll go with them now, because now I found out after I got everything uploaded that in order for you guys to hear it, you have to download this player and do all this really stupid stuff that's way too much, way too much. Now, I could sit and say, oh my God, universe just doesn't want me to do this. All these blocks are in my way. I'm seeing this as a block to my life path. Perhaps I'm not supposed to upload these. Or I could say, wow, most people who upload talks this size are big corporations, and these people who host this much audio and do DRM streaming and downloads make a lot of money off of this. So I need to be more of a smart shopper. Gee, I even learned all about CNAMEs last night and DNS redirects and subdomains. Yay! That's what I learned yesterday. Actually, that was this morning, today at 2:30 in the morning. I'm like, seriously? Boy, I was in a grudge match. But here's the thing. This isn't necessarily my background, and I could have just laid down and died, but I didn't, guys, because I'm on my right life path. This is the part of the path where it gets really hard and rocky, and I have to use 2 hands to climb, and the pack on my back feels really heavy, and my lungs are burning, and I'm at an elevation of 11,000 feet, and I'm thinking, why did I think this would be fun? This is the part of the path. Does it mean it's wrong because it's challenging? No. It's part of the path, and it's part of the growth. Back in the old days, you guys, if a person wanted to seek a guru or a psychic or whatever, you know what their payment was? It was walking up a freaking mountain that typically took them about a month to get there. And then they had to bring the dude something or the woman something. Usually it was an animal or a piece of food, because if you live way up there, it's kind of hard to go to the Luckies. So, You know, honestly, that was the tithe back then. Well, life is a little different now. And our own journeys require us to engage those spiritual quads. Get up that hill. You can do it if you have certain challenges set before you. That still means you're on the right path. That's not the universe going, oh, guess what? I tried once and it didn't work. Well, namaste. You know, wow. Yeah, no, that's not how it goes. And I'll pick on my Christian friends too. Well, the Lord just doesn't want me to do this. The Lord doesn't want me to do this. Really? Why is God all of a sudden being Donnie Downer? Come on, get in there and do it. Jeanette in the chat room, she says, let's pull on that gratitude topic for just a moment here. Perhaps, and that's last half hour for those who are just tuning in. Perhaps, just perhaps, those challenges in our lives are an opportunity to find wonderful in the midst of challenge. Perhaps that curve on the life path is about reminding you to be grateful. And she put you meaning me. Amen, Jeanette. You meaning me always, right? That's an absolutely wonderful reflection, Jeanette. Thank you. And it's true, you guys. If we're being challenged, it's because we also need to learn and to know things for later, okay? Universe doesn't waste anything. If you are being challenged in your life path, that doesn't mean you're on the wrong one. It means you're attempting to be educated with an arsenal of knowledge that will later come in to play for you. Seriously, hear that. If you're being challenged right now, it's because you're being educated with an arsenal of knowledge that will later come into play for you. I am a complete nuthead right now over subdomains. I didn't even know what they were until last night. And now I have thought of 455,000 ways to create them and redirect different things to different parts of my website. And the efficiency nut in me just blew up. And I would not have gone there if I wouldn't have been 4 hours at this computer, and I'm still not finished. I still need to go home and figure this out. And I will let you guys know with great joy where you can order these talks as soon as I get that figured out. Honestly. Now, here's how you can tell if your life path has dried up. Okay? It's not that it's gotten challenging. That means you're doing something right and you're accruing information for later. All right? And you've got to work past the obstacle or the block that you're currently at. You can't grow without learning. Think about this. How am I supposed to grow my spiritual practice if I don't grow past some technical issues? And I had a wonderful conversation with a beautiful client this week, an absolutely brilliant human being who encouraged me to go ahead and web stream my forums, which I've actually been working on. And I think I finally might actually have a clue how to do that at this point. And that's been a 6-month process. Now I could say to myself, you know what? Oh, the Lord doesn't want me to web stream because it's been a challenge. Oh my God. No, it's been a challenge because if I'm going to expand my practice the way that I want to, there are learning curves and it's okay. As Jeanette said, you know, let's try to focus on what we can have gratitude for in that moment. Last night, I have gratitude for subdomains. I have gratitude for understanding that redirect process at this time. And I have gratitude for being able, for the universe and all of my angelic guides actually guiding me through the GoDaddy menu, because that is just traumatic. Oh my God. So, Jeanette's in the chat room saying, and with great big capital letters, oh my God. Actually, if they were capital lepers, we'd be losing our D at the end. But, and if you're an expert skier, don't you always choose the black diamond runs? Yes, 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 we do. The bunny hill would be boring. So hello, challenge equivocates to the skill level on the topic. In my personal and never humble opinion. Jeanette, amen, sister. That's very true. And every time I'm beset with something, I'm like, oh my God. Well, I'm going to learn something and then I can use it later, which is really awesome. So if you're on your life path and you're thinking it dried up, it's not the challenge. What's going on is that you're being asked to push through something to get to the better plateau. Here is how you can tell if the life path that you're on has teed off into the universal brick wall. All right, here's how you can tell. You can tell because all opportunities are not there. You can tell because there's nothing there. It's literally like standing in an empty room. Have you ever been that one drunk guy at a party? Of course, I never have, but I'm saying maybe you have. And that one drunk guy at a party where the whole dang party clears out And all of a sudden you notice it's just you talking to the one person you've accidentally cornered in the corner. And they're like looking at you with this look of, dear God, just let me leave. And you realize the sun is coming up and there's no one here but the radio and the two of us. And where the heck was I for this whole clearing process over the last 4 hours? When everything clears away from you, when it's not a challenge because there's nothing there to be challenged by, when the tide recedes, when the air is sucked out of the room, when all opportunities cease to be presented, when there is nothing to say yes to because there's nothing to say no to because there's just nothing, that is when you have defied the odds of the universe. You've driven down the highway of improbability and passed up numerous exits of universe trying to get you to turn off to take a rest stop, but you just wouldn't do it. And you have run that spot in the road right into the desert where it just stops. Now, it's not that the universe has not tried to give you an off-ramp. Usually when we get to this point, and I have gotten to this point in my life, I have been so stubborn and so single-minded in my life that I have just run that road. Not only did I run to the end of the road, I took the tread off the tires running over cactus and a coyote, and I think I might have hit an old dead miner. Who knows? But I mean, I ran the car out, and then I got out of the car, and then I walked a while in the middle of the valley, and then I walked my shoes off, and then I walked until my feet burned, and then I sat there in the sun in the middle of the Mojave. This is, of course, allegorical. With my feet worn out, blistered, and looked up to the sky and said, God, how'd I get here? And, you know, then you have the universe looking at you going, oh, man, you are so drunk on your own agenda, man. I don't know what to tell you. You really did a number. And now you're going to have to walk all that way back. And then that's when we say to the universe, well, can't you just help me out? And they're like, you know, I really tried with the 455 exits and the free lemonade stand on the side of the road. And you even busted through the barrier. And I tried to even stop your car with running it out of gas, but you just kept walking. Universe will not stop our forward momentum. It will let us go. Yet you guys, the reason we push through the barriers, and I'm not talking challenges. I'm talking driving right straight through the end of the road onto the desert floor. The reason we do that is we are too afraid to diverge our course. And I've been there. I've been too afraid to diverge my course, professionally especially, back when I was doing music. Good Lord, I walked so far into the desert hanging on to that music career. That was embarrassing. Lord Almighty. So I was trying to be redirected. So if everything in your life is just falling away and you're finding that you're the only person literally in the middle of the desert, guess who you talk to? The desert. And of course, I'm using that analogy because the desert is the self. Who do you talk to? You talk to yourself and you talk to spirit. You talk to the universe. You know, I have met people who are diehard atheists who will still have a conversation with the self and they will answer themselves. And I love that because creation is in all of us. And that's actually a form of prayer. You know, that I'm sure an atheist would disagree. Yet what I'm talking about is consciousness and saying, you know, God, what did I do? What am I doing? I don't know what you're doing. I don't either. What'd you do this for? Well, you're really stubborn. I know. These are our conversations with the universe. If everything has dried up around you and you are finding yourself in the desert of the soul and there's not anything around you, you have run that life path's course. And it's at that moment where you sit down and you pull your t-shirt up over the top of your head like Beavis and Butthead and try to create some shade, even though your back's now getting burned, but at least it's taken the sun off your face. And you're trying to think about, God, I should have taken that turn 20 miles back. What about the one 60 miles back? I should have stopped for gas 50 miles back. And it's when we stop our frenetic, frantic migration of fear. That's what this is. It's a migration of fear. And we're migrating along a path and we're dying. We're just going to stay on that path. The minute we slow down and stop, the whole entire thing becomes very obvious. So if you found that you've gotten there, and I've been there, I know many of us that have been there. Don't beat yourself up. Don't feel bad. Obviously, you were meant to get right there. That's what it took for you to be able to slow down and reevaluate your choices. That's what it took. So stop beating yourself up about it. So do your best to get up and brush yourself off and, you know, pace your walk back to the road and sit in the car for a while once you get there and cool off just a touch, and then make your way back to the main part of the road with the flashlight and see if you can get somebody's attention. Somebody will find you. You got to go back the way that you came. You got to go back the way that you came. When you find yourself completely plateaued and dead-ended. And I don't necessarily mean the physical way that you came. I mean the emotional way. Backtrack to where you really took a real strange turn there and evaluate that. As a matter of fact, my next album is called You Gotta Go Back the Way That You Came. And I have a whole song written about that because I did. I did. I'm back here in Billings, Montana. And when people would say, well, do you feel weird about moving back to Montana? I'm like, no, I'm not back to Montana. I'm moving to Montana. And once I did, my entire life path righted itself because I was really pushing the river of what the hell where I was at in my life at that time. So you got to go back the way that you came. There is no shame in simplifying. There is no shame in backtracking. If you're somebody that has found that you have completely run your life path down the road off into the desert and with finances, there's no shame in downsizing. There's no shame in recognizing, wow, I've just kept pushing this to the point where now this is ridiculous and sometimes we have to give things back. Sometimes we have to release ourselves from the burdens that we've placed upon ourselves. And we learn from that. And I'm not suggesting being completely, you know, none of us should be so irresponsible. We just go do whatever and then have to try to figure it out at a later time. What I'm saying is, when everything you were doing stops working and there's nobody around you to help you out anymore, it is that time. Then it is time to go, you got to go back the way that you came because your life path has literally exhausted itself on your agenda. Moving with the herd of the migration of fear has run its course. Now, you will see how that's very different than, oh my God, I'm doing something in my life and now it's gotten really challenging. Well, yeah, congratulations. That means you're stepping up a notch. Universe is saying, well, if you're ready to do the work, I'm ready to bump you up a notch. Let's do it. And like I said, when I get home tonight, I'm going to visit with my wife and see my daughter. And then I'm going to resettle on that computer and figure this flipping thing out because I want you guys to be able to download these forums. This is cool information. And I'm not saying that because they're my forums. I'm saying I do a lot of channeling of a lot of messages here. And a lot of this isn't even my own original content yet. I'm the talking head. I'm pulling this out of angelic hosts and I'm pulling it out of entities that have a lot more on the ball than I do a lot of times. So I'm excited to get this up for you guys. And I want everybody to stick around for my dear friend, Marcia Reichert. She's coming right up with Channeling Divine right after Sight Unseen. And you can catch myself and Marcia, actually, if you are in town here in Billings, Montana, and you want some uplifting spiritual rah-rah-rahness at the end of your week. Marcia and I actually are at Unity Church on Thursday nights. That is where I go and give a powerhouse spiritual message, and it literally is just message and Marcia. That's what it is. It's me and Marcia. And Marcia brings some beautiful healing music in and meditative music and does some healing on everybody that's there. I bring a spiritual message through. And it's technically, yes, it's a church, yet it's a group of great people that just love to get together in gratitude and in spirit. And it's wonderful. Thursday nights at Unity. And that's, of course, here in Billings, Montana. That's Unity Church. And you can find that at the corner of 14th and Lynn Avenue, just off of Central here in Billings. And as always, you guys can look me up on Facebook, on Twitter. That's Danielle Egnew, E-G-N-E-W. My website is Danielle, E-G-N-E-W, Egnew-advisor.com. And I did that because DanielleEgnew.com is actually my entertainment website, which, again, could use some updating. So, you know, guys, reach out to me. If you got show topic ideas, you can always email me here at mtradio.net, in fact, and check out the show archives, please, at sightunseen.com, sightunseen.com. They're usually up within 24 hours with beautiful, beautiful summaries. So check out those shows. This is always very timely. They do a great job here. And remember, go into this week, evaluate your life path. Is it a challenge? If it's a challenge, that means that you are growing. If it's drying up, it means you got to go someplace else. So thank you very much, you guys. And just keep it together, all right? Keep it together. I will see you next Wednesday.